from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Trinidadian Prime Minister contemplating legal and political action against the country's head of state. The authorities in St. Lucia look to an anti-crime commission to halt stepped-up criminal activity. And Grenada's labor movement rejects allegations of a plot against the government in St. George's. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There's still no immediate resolution in sight to the constitutional crisis in Trinidad and Tobago and the discord over the new cabinet between Prime Minister Arthur Robinson and Prime Minister Basde Upandeh appears to be deepening. The president insisted in a radio and television broadcast last Friday that he won't swear in 7 defeated candidates to the Senate and the cabinet. When I spoke to Prime Minister Upandeh earlier today, I asked him about the options available for breaking the stalemate.
Our lawyers are considering that. Now, the Constitution says that the action of the president may not be questioned in a court of law. And as you know, we believe that the president is violating the Constitution. But our lawyers are looking at the possibility of whether that protection applies to a president who is using the law to break the law. That is to say, does the protection cover the president when he is, in fact, breaching the Constitution?
So what do you actually plan to do?
We plan